Hi, this is Kathy Krueger.
And this is Jonah Treibwasser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we have a celebrity.
We do.
But yeah, but more importantly, I guess he's a Rotarian, but he might think it's more important that he's a celebrity. But he's Rotarian Todd Bowen. And the reason he's a celebrity is he's going to tell us a little bit about how he got to be on the list to be 40, under 40, and of course all the things he does for Rotary, because he does so much for our Rotary district. He does so much for Habitat for Humanity, and he's been well awarded, I guess, for the recognized, that's the good word for it, for what he's done. So,
well, Todd Bowen, welcome back to Radio Rotary. It's such a delight to have you back on our air.
Yes, thank you for having me again.
So, Todd, what is 40 under 40?
40 under 40 is through the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. They recognize 40 individuals each year under the age of 40, called movers and shakers. So my job, Habitat for Humanity of Dutchess County, submitted my name in for nomination, and the 40 under 40 selection committee chose me as one of the recipients. So I will be awarded that next month in April.
Well, congratulations. And you know, it's well deserved. As the folks at home will find out in the next half hour as we talk to Todd, you'll wonder when this young man sleeps, because he's involved in so many important things in our community. Not that I would deserve such an award, but they'd have to rename it 80 under 80 for me. So, Todd, you're a Rotarian, right? What club do you belong to?
Wappingers Falls.
And I understand you have an office in that club?
I am. I am the president.
All right. See, that's one of the reasons he got the 40 under 40.
There's a significance to his presidency. Todd, tell us about, because you're under 40, but you're way under 40, and you have a distinction as a president.
I'm the youngest president in Rotary District 7210 history.
Yes. That's entire Hudson Valley. Fantastic. What's it like as a young man stepping in and seeing a bunch of, maybe not a bunch of old geezers like me, but people who are probably old enough to be your parents and maybe even your grandparents? How do you become the first among equals and run the show as the president?
Well, when I first joined Rotary, when I was visiting, when I was an Interact Club member, I started going to some of their meetings and I did not like it at all.
We should explain what Interact is. What is Interact?
Interact is a Rotary-sponsored club within high schools. It's like a junior-style Rotary, but gives students service opportunities and leadership opportunities to serve their communities.
So you show up as an Interact teenager, and?
A lot of older faces and jokes, I would say.
Well, because you were what, like 14, 15 at the time?
I was, 15, 16,
Yeah. And so
it was very uncomfortable. It was very uncomfortable.
Was it?
I went to a few more. And then once I joined, I still had to warm up a little bit, and then it started getting easier, and then they were making sure I was getting involved, and it just really went from there on the club level. And then I don't even remember how I got on the district level. I think I started out in the membership committee. I think Tony Marmo reached out to me on joining. That's how I started.
Tony Marmo is part of our Radio Rotary family. He's our business manager. So you were saying, Todd.
So I started out on the membership committee, and then I grown from there, being on the public image committee, and then being district executive secretary this year and Interact co-chair with Carrie Hernandez from the Brewster Club.
Yeah, so
we should explain
All this. Yeah, well, I was going to say
we should explain the pyramid structure of Rotary. You've got
this
the clubs, local
work.
Clubs, and then the district, which covers the entire Hudson Valley. What does the district do?
The district is really all the information from Rotary International. And the zone levels come down to the district to give out to the clubs and manage their local clubs in their district.
Right. So the clubs make up the district, a bunch of districts make up a zone, and a bunch of zones make up Rotary International.
Yes.
And we have how many clubs in our Hudson Valley district, the eight counties?
I want to say that it's
56.
Yeah, 56 might be right. Yeah.
I think it's 56. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a lot of work. I mean, and you said you started out as in Interact. You were a co-chair. So was that your first position?
Now, Interact, I started as secretary.
Okay.
And then I was president of Interact for 2 years, and actually being the first Interact club president of Ketchum High School 2 years in a row. and actually how my Rotary journey is going in the local club. I started out as secretary and president 2 years in a row, which is very weird.
There you go.
But you also brought in an amazing number of members, I think, seem to recall, either at the Interact Club level or Interact, at the Senior Club or both, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, Interact Club, we were at 30, and when I left, we were up to about 150.
Wow.
Say that again. 30 to
150.
That's amazing. No wonder the district wanted to grab you right away. and you're on our membership church too, right? So that's why.
I'm on the committee. Yep.
Yeah. They said, we've got this guy that's increased 120 members from Interact. So now we got to get him on our district level so that he could do the same for our entire district.
Todd Bowen, let's talk a little bit about your club. Where and when do you meet?
We meet at Longobardi's restaurant right off of Route 9 in Wappingers Falls on Thursdays at 12:15 p.m.
Where Kathy and I both know the food is great because we've been had the pleasure of being guests of your club. And under your tutelage, what kind of service projects, Mr. President, does your club do?
So we kept our traditional projects. We do like the dictionary program, student of the month program, still doing our scholarships. And this year we're actually handing out $10,500 worth of scholarships.
Explain about the dictionary program. That's a great program that many Rotarians get involved in.
So
they actually hand out real books, real dictionaries. Go ahead.
Yeah, real books.
So our club does third and fourth graders in elementary school. We give them a dictionary in school that has our label on it and provides them with another educational resource instead of using Google if they don't have access to it.
Right.
Or just even having the physical book lights up.
Yeah. And which dictionary did you pick? Do you remember the name on it? Ours is
I know by the red cover.
Yours is red. See, ours is white and it's got animals on it. So it's the Gazette one. Because our third grade principal and the teachers help pick out the dictionary that they wanted for the kids.
You make an important point, Todd Bowen, Rotarian Todd Bowen, about giving a book to a young person so that they're not always researching on the internet, because a lot of the stuff on the internet just plain isn't true. So giving them a dictionary book, the old-fashioned way to look up the proper spelling, is an important thing. And we're going to find out more about the great work of Todd Bowen and his club in Rotary, and also his great work with Habitat for Humanity, right after Kathy Kruger looks at the dictionary and makes sure the list of sponsors is spelled correctly. Kathy?
We are sponsored by, you'll love this one first, NBT Bank. So I'm sure I spelled that correctly.
Right.
NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Rise, Online Marketing Strategies, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
I'm back with more Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Allison, the artist behind Art by Trebe on Etsy. I create original landscapes and floral paintings. If you're looking for vibrant artwork to brighten your walls, greeting cards to spread a little joy, and beautiful vinyl stickers to decorate your space, visit etsy.com/shop/ArtByTreb. That's Art by Trebe on Etsy. Bring home something beautiful today.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade.
That was the immortal Bing Crosby singing about the Easter parade and Easter bonnets. And Kathy Kruger is going to don her Easter bonnet and introduce our guest. Kathy?
Yes, it's an honor to introduce our guest. We have with us Rotarian Todd Bowen, and he is with the Wappinger Falls Rotary Club. And he is famous for all the positions, actually, that he holds in our district. But he became a celebrity when he was awarded the Dutchess County Chamber of Commerce 40 Under 40, which we'll get to, and he'll talk a little bit about that.
Well, Todd, welcome back to Radio Rotary. And for those who may have joined us late, explain what the 40 Under 40 Award is all about.
So the 40 Under 40 Award is 40 individuals that are recognized that are under the age of 40 for all of their community service, professional and career achievements, and they're usually nominated by the organization they are part of or the business they work for.
Okay.
And you were nominated by?
Habitat for Humanity of Dutchess County.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. What is Habitat for Humanity?
Sure. So Habitat for Humanity is a nonprofit organization that serves Dutchess County. We offer several programs, such as our home ownership program, which helps first-time home buyers buy a home. We have, I believe it's Home Ownership Bound, where it's a program where if you're not quite ready to buy a home, we can prep you, give you the resources. We have our repair programs, really for seniors aging in place. We a lot of temp ramps for people who have mobility issues and need a ramp to get in the home. We have a mobile home replacement program that we're just starting
okay.
to replace mobile homes. So we're starting to get into that.
Speaking of seniors, which I'm the poster boy for senior citizens, you put those grab bars in the showers too?
We would, yep.
Oh, that's yeah,
so there's an application period that's actually open right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we would do a work scope and then see how we could help.
So if folks at home are interested in having Habitat for Humanity help them out, how would they get a hold of you, Todd?
So they can visit habitatduchess.org or by calling the office at 845-297-0806.
Give us that phone number one more time, Todd.
845-297-0806.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll have our great guest, Todd Bowen, repeat that Habitat for Humanity information and also information about his Rotary Club. Kathy?
Yeah, Todd, the one thing that not just the one thing, I'm sorry. There are many things about you that I'm extremely yeah. impressed by. But I see you and your club on Facebook, I would say a minimum of a couple, 2 to 3 times a week, because yep. you have your club meeting, you talk about what service project you're doing and fundraiser that you're doing. And you're always doing something for your club. It seems like the one thing, since you were talking about Habitat for Humanity, I was so impressed by, and you were cute because I was trying to email you and I thought, did he forget me or what? Then I realized when I was going through your Facebook, you were building 2 homes with Habitat yeah. for Humanity. So explain, how did you do 2 at a time? Because you took us through step by step, you know, like the foundation being poured yeah. and this being done and that. You and your club were there, it seemed like, every step of the way. Am I correct?
Really, I work for Habitat. So now, and then Habitat has a membership through our Rotary Club. Right. And a lot of the members, we usually help with some Habitat fundraisers, really nothing with the build part. But there's like 3 of us from the four of us actually Habitat staff are part of the Rotary Club.
Okay.
So really just what our day jobs do. But it was actually the first time we built 2 modular homes at the same time. So really what it begins with is excavation and then the foundation install, which we use superior walls. So it's prefabricated walls, and then modular, which comes in 80% complete.
Mm. Is there a bigger call for the work of Habitat for Humanity and building homes, with so many homes now being converted out of the rental market into Airbnbs, where, you know, they charge top dollar for a weekend and they don't take the monthly rental from people who just right now can't afford a home? You find a big demand for your services because of that?
Well, what I could say is every home we build, we lose 5 to blight. So we're always still behind on the need. And it's just, it's very hard also finding property. We have been very lucky. Like the one we're building on now was donated property to us by individuals.
So remind everyone the name of your club and where and when it meets.
Sure. Rotary Club of Wappingers Falls meets every Thursday at 12:15 p.m. at Longobardi's Restaurant right off of Route 9 in Wappingers Falls.
And if you're not in the Wappingers Falls area, go to rotary.org, R-O-T-A-R-Y.org. Click on the club locator button, type in your hometown. Find out when your local Rotary Club meets. Join us for the fun, the food, the fellowship, and make great people like Rotarian Todd Bowen one of the 40 under 40. So which organization is giving you this award, and when and where is it going to happen so we can all come and cheer you on?
It's given by the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. It's happening April 11th at 6 p.m. at the River Theater Church off of Mill Street in Poughkeepsie.
Oh, okay. So that's right in the middle of Poughkeepsie then.
Yes.
You're also part of you're a council chair, is that the Dutchess County Youth Board and coordinating council chair?
Yes, I am. Actually, I'm receiving an award tomorrow.
You're going to need one of those Habitat Humanity houses just to put all the awards, have enough wall space for all the awards.
So is this is different than the Chamber of Commerce, but
the Dutchess County Youth Board and Coordinating Council is a county board appointed by the county executive. So I got into it 4 years ago. It's a two-year terms and you're maxed out. And actually, unfortunately, my term is coming to an end this June. So I will no longer be a part of the Youth Board and Coordinating Council. So that's why they're giving me this award tomorrow. It's for my dedication and leadership for the past 4 years, because I was co-chair for the first 2 years and chair the last 2 years. So I've always held a spot.
Well, congratulations. What kind of work does the Youth Board do?
Yeah, what do they do?
So it's advisory board to the Commissioner of Youth Services and the County Executive.
Fantastic. Wow.
Excellent. So right now we're focusing on four priorities, financial literacy, drugs and vaping, mental health, and transportation.
All very important issues, especially for young people. So Todd, as being part of the Youth Board, were you able to relate a little better with the teenagers, since you're really not too far out from their age at the present time?
Yeah. I mean, it gave me a lot of insight, and working with more, I would say a lot more professional agencies. Like on the board, there's a lot of Dutchess County representatives that sit on there from different departments, different organizations. There's about, I think we make up 22 people on the board. So it definitely has helped me grow as an individual, and even I would say help me in Rotary and anything leadership wise I'll take on in the future.
Now go ahead, Kat.
I was going to say, Todd, you know what we haven't mentioned? We keep saying you're 40 under 40. Todd, do you mind sharing with everybody how young you are, I should say?
I'm 22.
22. So
I have sports jackets older than he is.
He started this back when he was like 18 years old.
Yep. Right, right. And before he gets any older, we're going to break away for commercials and come back to Todd Bowen right after these important messages. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee-only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com for more information, or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Trebwasser. With me are two outstanding Rotarians, one of whom is going to introduce the other. So take it away, Kathy Kruger.
Okay. I'm not in the same class as Todd by any means. But
don't sell yourself short, kid.
Yes. I am so honored to have Rotarian Todd Bowen from the Wappingers Falls Rotary Club talking to us about an award he's receiving, 40 Under 40, on April 11th, he said, because he is a couple 2 years running now as our youngest, one of our youngest presidents ever of our Rotary District. And he's the executive secretary and interact co-chair of our district. He's also the public image committee member. And we haven't even talked about that yet. And he's on the Dutchess County Youth Board and coordinating. He's a council chair. I mean, and he's does so much great work for Habitat for Humanity. I just want to know when you sleep. You know,
more important than any of that.
What's more important?
Tell us the big news coming up, Todd.
Oh, yes.
I am getting married this year in September.
Congratulations.
Oh, so, yeah. I'm sure you think she's very lucky.
By then, we'll be together for 4 years. We actually met in high school, so we know each other for about 8 years.
Well, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't knock the high school sweetheart. I'm married to mine and for over 50 years
yep,
now.
I met my guy when I was 16, so there you go.
Look at that. Child bride.
Yeah.
Well, Todd, congratulations on all these
Thank
fronts.
You.
What's the best part of being a Rotarian? Tell the folks at home why they should consider joining the Rotary Club.
It's really an reward experience, not even with getting to know fellow Rotarians and participating in other club events, going to trainings, meeting people from all over the Hudson Valley, getting the opportunity to go to the zone training like I had, which is in Canada, and meeting people from all across the world, and then doing good work in your own community you live in and fundraising to benefit youth, because that's what our club really focuses on, and just helping people in general, which is just a really good feeling. We know it's making an impact on where you live.
And you get to network with some fabulous people who become your friends, from various different professions. And when you've got an issue that one of your Rotarians can help you with, you know who to turn to because you can trust them, because they live by the Rotary's four-way test of truth and service to others. And if you're not in the Wappinger Falls area, where Todd is the president of the Wappinger Falls Rotary Club, go to rotary.org, rotary.org. Click on the club locator button, type in your hometown. And as I say, join us for the fun, the food, fellowship, and meet great people like Todd Bowen. So, Todd, what's coming up in the coming year for the Wappingers Rotary Club? You must have some really exciting events that you want to invite people to.
Yeah. So right now, actually, we just started a new fundraiser called our Sneaker Drive.
I saw that on Facebook, like I mentioned earlier.
I learned that when I went to the President-elect training seminar last March in New Jersey. So I brought that back and finally putting it to use. So that's happening from now until April 22nd. We have
what that's all about.
Yeah. So it's where people can drop off their sneakers and sneakers only. So no flip-flops, sandals, dress shoes, anything like that. Has to be sneakers only. And depending on like the brand and how good of quality it is, the Rotary Club will get some money in return from Got Sneakers. And if they're poorly, they're ripped up and stuff, they'll be properly recycled from the company.
So what they do is they take gently used sneakers and give them to somebody in need? Is that
Correct.
What they do?
Yep.
I presume they wash them or something first, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure about that part, but the roof is something recycled.
I hope so, yeah.
I mean, a lot of Rotary clubs, myself, mine own, and Kathy's also involved themselves with coat drives and other recycling events. But that's the first time I've ever heard of recycling sneakers.
Well, it makes sense, especially I'm thinking, you know, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, like children's sneakers. They grow out of them so quickly that you barely get any use out of some of them sometimes. So it would be a great thing to give to somebody, you know, who might not be able to afford it. Yeah.
We used to refer to my son as Bigfoot. You know, you drop $100 for sneakers and, you know, 6 weeks later, they're too tight.
Yeah.
And they're perfectly fine when you put them on them.
I know the feeling. To go. Yeah. I know the feeling. Size 15. So.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my God.
And what other fun for my shoes? So.
Great. And you had other fundraisers. The bags at the grocery stores, is that correct?
Yeah, Hannaford's, our local grocery store, picked us to be the community bag program beneficiary for the whole month of February. So we were able to raise, thanks to everyone buying reusable bags, $597. That'll be donated back to the club. We have our upcoming golf tournament coming up on May 20th at Castrokill, right off Route 9.
That's a good one.
Which is really our big fundraiser for our scholarship program.
And if people want more information about that, I'm sure, I know you have a Facebook page because Kathy keeps talking about it, but you also have a website?
Yes, we do. It's WappingersRotary.org.
One more time.
WappingersRotary.org.
And if people want to get a hold of you for Habitat for Humanity about getting their house fixed or a house built, that contact information is?
HabitatDuchess.org.
All right. And the phone number?
845-297-0806.
So, Todd, because of everything you do, we've mentioned it before. We got to mention it again. You're getting this award for being 40 under 40 on April 11th. Tell us again where you're going to have this. Are they giving you a plaque? Are they?
I don't know. It's the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have no clue.
Do you know some of the other people that are getting the award too? Or
I do not, actually.
Wow. So this is
probably one of the first awards I'm really nervous about. So.
I can tell you it's a very prestigious award because I know some younger people in the legal profession and in business and in medicine who I personally know got this award when they were in their 20s and 30s as one of the 40 best people under the age of 40. And it is a very prestigious award. And you are being congratulated, Todd, not only for that, but for all the things you do to help humanity through service above self as a Rotarian. So, Todd Bowen, I give you a magic wand, all right? Either a Rotary Club president or active in Habitat for Humanity or both. What would you like to see the future bring for Dutchess County and especially for Wappingers Falls?
Sure. What I'd like to see is definitely focusing on affordable housing. That's what Habitat really pushes for. And, you know, a lot of people get the concept mixed up with affordable housing, Section 8. Which, you know, Habitat doesn't have anything to do with that. We just
explain what Section 8 is. I know what it was in the military.
It's just where people get benefits from the state and assisted living, basically. But Habitat, what's special about Habitat is you only pay 29% of your gross income and you get a frozen interest rate for 30 years. So you still have mortgages and stuff like every other normal person.
Right.
So, and you're in the program for 2 years and you do a lot of sweat equity hours. And it's a really good program to help first-time homeowners and, you know, really based in the community stuff, which I'd like to really see a lot of organizations working together. It's for one goal, and there's thousands of goals out there to reach because there's always something to do out there.
So, Todd, in the few seconds we have left, give us the club website again and the Habitat for Humanity contact information.
Sure. So the Rotary Club website is WappingersRotary.org. And then for Habitat for Humanity Dutchess County, it's HabitatDuchess.org. And the office number is 845-297-0806.
Rotarian Todd Bowen, thank you for everything you do to uphold Rotary's motto of service above self. And thank you for coming on Radio Rotary today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
And keep up the good work and congratulations.
Thank you.
And Kathy, who allows us to keep up the good work on the air by sponsoring Radio Rotary this week?
We are very lucky to be sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Severn, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
My co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Trebwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. Don't forget our website, RadioRotary.org.
Let's all The photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter party.